It's Bailey Shockover here. I'm talking to Matt Lee. He's the GM at Reach Huron in Clinton. He's from Walton originally, and he grew up as a farm boy around horses his entire life, and now he gets to work with them every single day. Matt, could you paint a picture of the operation at the Reach Center for me, for the unfamiliar?
Yeah, so we've got this awesome agricultural arena here in Clinton. It's well known throughout the Ontario and across the East Coast for its Western sports. We're big into barrel racing, rodeos, roping, sortings, and all those sorts of fun things.
Oh, we're very familiar with rodeos here in Exeter. So you're music to my ears.
I bet you are.
What does that look like, practically speaking? Like, what's the facility like? And what does like a day in the life of Matt look like?
Well, every day is a little different for us around here. But yeah, the arena is about the size of your like a hockey arena. It's set up kind of similar, except it's a dirt playground. So we've got a dirt floor in there. Depending on which weekend it is, it's just a slightly different style of equestrian events, basically running through the place.
How many horses do you have at the Reach Center?
We do programs with the University of Guelph and Ridgetown. So we have about 16 horses on site right now for their equine programming. It's a two-year diploma. And then the rest of the horses just come and go depending on what event's running. So one day we might have 60, the next day it might be 200.
And what do day-to-day operations look like? Is there a lot of chores that need to be done, a lot of shucking and jiving?
Yeah, our Monday to Friday, we operate as a school. So we've got sort of two buildings here. One's the school administrative building. We've got Fanshawe College in here running PSWs and ECE programming. And then on the other side, like I said, we've got our Ridgetown Equine program. So we operate as a school 9 to 5, and then we run events. We have community ride on Tuesday night, sorting practice Thursday night, and then every weekend's basically a different event coming through the place.
Yeah, rotating door. That'll definitely keep you out of trouble. So tell me a little bit about triumphs and challenges is what I like to call it, as opposed to positives and negatives. So what are some things that have been a struggle for the Reach Center or for you as in your tenure as general manager? And what are some things that you guys have really accomplished?
Well, that's a deep question. I think that the steady growth is definitely a positive. You know, they weren't even sure what kind of disciplines we were going to be part of, what type of competitions we might hold when they first started running equestrian events out of here. But we've really found our niche in the Western sports world. And then we've got events that we run through the winter that target all our local competitors. And what we're seeing now, these who used to be these young kids are now becoming really strong competitors and are actually starting to travel across the country competing in rodeos and, you know, someday maybe Calgary Stampede champions. You just never know. I think the challenge is always just trying to fill the place the following year, making sure that you deliver on what you're trying to for the community, like being a sports tourism destination, being accessible for our local community as well, not just running big events for people from out of the area, but also making our facility available to the locals as well. And then, yeah, the keep bringing in the different school programs that are so needed in the area as well.
Absolutely. And there's definitely a void there in terms of opportunity for post-secondary and continuing education in this area. And it's something that several different groups in the area have really stepped up to provide that opportunity. And it's very cool that that's a part of what you do. And it seems like it's something that is instrumental in what you do as well. Well, I think that kind of wraps up things here. Thank you again so much for your time today, Matt. It was great to learn a little bit more about what you do down at the Reach Center. I'm sure there are miles and miles and miles of more things to learn. I'm going to formally say goodbye and thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.